ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands caretaker Prime Minister Menassie Sogavare has won his seat in Parliament as counting in the joint elections heads towards completion. Mr. Sogavare's political party, Our Party, has made a strong showing, but whether they have enough numbers to secure a second term in office is unclear. Joining us now is our reporter in Solomon Islands, Chris and Rita Amanu Leong. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good follow morning, Kyle.
It's good to talk to you again. Now, first of all, take us through Menassie Sogavare's result in East Choiseul. Was it a close race, as many expected, for the caretaker Prime Minister?
Oh, yes. It kept people awake till close to midnight on Friday before the results came out. But Sogavare did face stiff challenge from David Gurusu, who is the son of a former politician, late Alan Gurusu, and after the counts, there were, in that electorate or that constituency itself, there were five candidates. Sogavare came out winning with a total of 1,808 voters, and Gurusu giving us a stiff competition there, closing in on 1,549. So the difference was around 259. So it was a close race for caretaker Prime Minister Menassie Sogavare. But Kyle, 43 members of parliament have been declared, and that means we're only left with seven to go.
Yeah, well, so you mentioned some of those figures, only 200 votes in it. Was it surprising that it was that close, or was that sort of what people were expecting?
There were talks before this that caretaker Prime Minister would be facing a stiff challenge, but many left it to the numbers and to the votes to have happened. And when the results did come out, that was how it turned out. You know, just a close, well, less around difference of 259. So many were caught by surprise as well, because given that Sogavare and his record in East Choiseul, many didn't see this coming. So it caught people by a bit of a surprise. But now that that result has come out, many, not only in Solomon Islands, but outside of Solomon Islands, would be closely watching these other results to follow and the formation of the next government.
Yes, Mr. Sogavare will be very relieved, I'm sure. Now, let's go through some of those other results. Mr. Sogavare is Our Party. Let's talk about how he's fared so far. Do they have enough seats to be in government?
Well, from the 50 constituencies, like I mentioned earlier, 43 have been declared, which means only seven left. From the 43, 12 belongs to Mr. Sogavare's party, so that's Our Party. Closing in is CARE Coalition, which is a coalition from the Yumi for Change, the Democratic Alliance Party, and Matthew Wale, Solomon Islands Democratic Party as well. So these three parties form the CARE Coalition. They're closing in at 11 members of parliament, and then followed by Peter Kenny Lawrie Jr.'s United Party, which is at seven, and the rest are three, four people first, one for Kandere Party, and quite a lot who have also won seats are independent, so that's nine in total. So that's a total of 43. And as we wait for the seven last results to come out, that's mostly in the Guadalcanal province and Honiara City Council itself. So as it is, Kyle, looking at the figures, the magic number to form government is 26. And at this stage, it's looking like a coalition is likely to be formed.
And yeah, is that going to be a complicated process, do you think?
It'll be, especially given that there's no outright winner. There's not a party that has 26 or more. So it'll all come down to the lobbying and campaigning and these parties trying to get their numbers through the independent. So the independent would have to be, would look like the kingmakers in this race as the weeks progress into, you know, lobbying and hotel camps and all that. But it certainly would be a close race to watch and interesting days ahead leading up to the next phase, which will be the prime minister, a new prime minister or the old prime minister.
You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans and I'm breaking down the Solomon Islands national election with ABC reporter Kristen Reader Amanu Leong. So, Chrissy, who are the main rivals for Menezes Sogavare in terms of stopping him from getting that second term in office?
Well, there have been some notable upsets in the results that have come out over the weekend. But the big names that we know, they're still back. And that's those that will be giving quite a challenge to caretaker Prime Minister Sogavare would be Matthew Wale, who's also back from his constituency. He has the biggest block. There's also Peter Kenilorre Jr., who is the wing leader for United Party. He has the second largest block as well, so he's back. And then one that is closely monitored right now, which the results are not being out yet, is one with former Prime Minister Gordon Darcy-Lilo, and that's for Honiara City Council. That's for Central Honiara. But that result hasn't come out yet. But at the moment, he's currently leading with the progressive results. But he will be one of the rivals against Sogavare. So we have those three. But of course, it's politics. Anything can happen. And who knows who will give that competition to to caretaker Prime Minister.
Yeah, it sounds like there's still a little bit to work through. So now that the results are almost in, what are the next steps from here?
Well, the next steps would have to be most of these members, they're out in the different constituencies yet, so they'll have to make that return to Honiara itself before lobbying and campaigning would happen. As we know from past elections, this can take around 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the formation of a government. But that will also, what that also looks like is, you know, camps that are formed in different hotels across Honiara itself. And it'll intensify as the weeks go as they try to form a coalition for the next government. But we do know that a patrol boat has been sent down to East Choiseul Province to pick caretaker Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare. He's expected to return to Honiara tomorrow. And from there, it'll be interesting days ahead. But for now, we are keeping a close eye on the seven constituencies that are yet to come in.
And just lastly, before we go, Chrissy, we saw all those colourful sights and sounds from Honiara during the election last week. Now that the voting is finished, what's the atmosphere like on the ground right now?
That's right, Kyle. Except that this time around, the authorities have come out to say, look, no more floating, no more of those colour and sounds, because they breached some of those the rules in terms of, you know, traffic and all that. So the authorities have stopped that from happening, so we won't be expecting to see any victory parades coming up. But in terms of what's happening now, schools resume today, and there's been a sense of relief among many who voted, especially with the results, bulk of it being announced already. Although, if you go past, you know, Honiara itself, with the seven constituencies that are left, many are still camping outside of the counting centres, so they're under their tents having that coffee or that tea while waiting for the results to come out. So a little bit of that is still happening around Honiara, but it's peaceful. There's still a heavy presence of police around here trying to maintain the peace and security of all these ballot boxes while they're being counted. But it looks like it's going back to business as usual this week, with many returning from the provinces. But we'll wait and see what happens in terms of the final results and the formation of the next government, Kyle.
We'll wait and see indeed. It's been a great journey so far, and it's not over yet. Chrissy, fantastic analysis as always. Thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning.
Thank you, Thomas Kyle.
That was Kristen Reader Amanu Leong, the ABC's reporter there in Honiara.